This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. It's Friday. Boy, it feels like a Friday. It's going to be a pretty big newsy Friday today.
Yeah, usually on Fridays, we're just partying and eating oatmeal cream pies. Today, we're listening to the news.
That's your Friday.
Okay.
That's not like a we thing. That's a you thing.
Well, it is a me thing. But I want to clarify then that I'm listening to the news today because it's a big day.
There's a chart where, like, the more oatmeal cream pies that Ryan eats, the less I have to talk on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, which is why I get so many of them, especially on Fridays.
From me.
From you.
Specifically. Yes, it's feeding the beast.
This is going to be a fun day.
So RFK Jr. is going to speak at 1 o'clock our time. We are going to carry that, stream that, so we can hear what he has to say. The question is certainly, is he going to drop out of the race, first and foremost? And B, if he does, is he going to endorse Donald Trump? I don't feel like there's any question about that.
I can't imagine what else it would be. If he stands up there and says, ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful for this stage today. Let's address infrastructure reform.
Gotcha.
Hey, Brad, can we dip out of this real quick and go back into
ask
what did I miss? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I can't imagine it. I mean, what people are starting to hear, it's very interesting that this is placed at this time, because this is going to take a lot of the wind out of the sails of the DNC, who, for all intents and purposes, people are saying the convention was good, that it went well. I mean, if you're a Republican, you think it's a disaster, but you thought it was a disaster before it started. But the Democrats are pretty happy with it. There's a lot of scuttlebutt over, I didn't pay a lot of attention to this because I was coaching volleyball last night with my daughter, but this whole, like, special guest appearance gonna happen, and then it didn't? Or were, like, the Dixie Chicks the special guest?
I mean, I don't know. I thought it was supposed to be Beyonce.
I thought they did. Well, from what I heard, it was a great job. Did they do a great job on the national anthem?
I didn't listen to it.
Because I was just thinking, like, I heard them practicing with Harris Faulkner. When Harris Faulkner was on Fox the other day, they were practicing in the background, and it sounded absolutely beautiful, but then I remember reading some tweets and saying someone was saying she was pitchy.
Yeah. I that actually popped out in my head whenever I was listening to it. And I'm not, like, have a fine-tuned musical ear, but I was like, Terry, is somebody off? And she was listening to it. She's like, yeah, it's the one that sings high.
I'm going to go back and listen to it because I thought that the arrangement was beautiful. So just then you got to have to execute it. So they had no special guest. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes.
Was it a bait and switch?
Yeah, it absolutely was a bait and switch. It was to get people tuned in because they thought, ooh, maybe I'll see Beyonce. Or there was somebody else that was rumored. It wasn't Taylor Swift, was it? Or was she just internet rumors?
I read that Travis Kelce was rumored.
Oh, well, then that makes sense.
Didn't the Chiefs play a preseason game yesterday?
I don't. Was it in Chicago?
It wasn't at the DNC.
No, it certainly wasn't. No, there was a lot that was done to try to get eyeballs onto last night. And,
just,
you know, maybe
that
it worked.
In and of itself is proof that they don't have it.
Yeah, that's been the criticism the whole time is that, and, you know, I've been talking to people around the office too, because, you know, you try to get out of the bubble a little bit of just conservative world and, you know, just hear a little bit from people who are not disengaged, but just don't necessarily have, yeah, they don't have as much of a dog in the fight as people like we do.
Well, they do. They just don't
they do.
See it that way.
They're not as engaged. You use the right term. And, you know, just saying that it was substanceless. It was.
Dirk says Chiefs played the Bears yesterday.
No way.
In Chicago?
Dirk. You better be telling the truth, because we do not spread misinformation.
Well, the DNC did.
Well, that's why we call them out, is because we're so high on our laurels. But they haven't said...
all I wanted to say was Yanni. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do.
In Chicago. George says at Arrowhead, and Dirk says in Chicago.
Well, we got to fact check this. I wish we had the internet.
We don't really have to. Let's just pick the story we like and go with it. That's what they do.
The whole beginning of the week, we were talking about, you know, there's been a lot of fluff, a lot of shine. It's very Hollywood. That's what they do well, and they did that well. But they didn't have any substance because zero of their policies are popular with American people right now. The only one that they might win a poll on is abortion. And so guess what they talked about all week? They talked about abortion. And then they just polished the crap out of that turd. And they kept going until they got to the end here. And there still wasn't anything. You were kind of waiting. Is there going to be more? And there just wasn't.
Kamala Harris started her speech. That was pretty much the first thing that she said towards Joe Biden. What she had to do was...
To our President Joe Biden.
Hooray.
When I think about the path that we have traveled together, Joe, I am filled with gratitude. Your record is extraordinary, as history will show. And your character is inspiring. And Doug and I love you and Jill and are forever thankful to you both.
Why does she say extraordinary?
She's a 40s actress.
It's not
about the path that we have traveled together. Joe, I am filled with gratitude. Your record is extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
I think she just left the R out. I don't think she was trying for anything.
Her record is extraordinary.
Yeah, why? And listen, I've said this many times before. My grandmother was from Australia, and sometimes I like to try an Australian accent just to remember what it sounded like to hear her talk or whatever. Like, I try to study what makes it Australian and not British.
Mm-hmm.
So I pay attention to those things, but I don't know what it is. Is that the Oakland accent? I've not ever been to Oakland.
Well, what it is...
Oakland is extraordinary.
It's old Hollywood. So it's very West Coast.
Oh.
You know, she grew up on film noir. So it's just coming out.
You're full of... full of it.
I'm a polished turd.
Ew, two times. Seriously. RFK Jr. is going to make his speech at 105. Or, well, I have it at 105 because that's when our segment starts. you never
let's
know.
Give him a call.
We're gonna carry it for you here on 97.1 so that you can hear what he has to say. It's his address to the nation. Is RFK Jr. going to drop out of the race? If he drops out of the race, is he going to immediately in turn endorse Donald Trump? I'm starting to see spoken out loud from people who I'm like kind of trying to study this. The RFK Jr. people, they may hate the Democrat Party as much as anybody, if not more.
Glad to hear that.
And a Democrat loss is their win. And if the RFK Jr. people feel as though they can do something to make sure that the Democrats lose, it's not an endorsement of Donald Trump. But he is the catalyst to the goal that they now would have, which is to make sure that this Democrat Party does not enjoy victory. So there is going to be an address from RFK Jr. It's supposed to happen at 1 o'clock. And we're going to carry that. We're going to watch it as well together on the YouTube live stream. So tune in to 97.1 FM Talk and listen to us. And we'll hear what he has to say in his own words. And we'll react to whatever happens then. The YouTube live chat poll for today kind of comes on the heels of the news out of the Secret Service. There's been movement with reaction to some Secret Service people who have been put on leave. And the reports that I have heard so far have said that it doesn't say paid leave. It just says they've been put on leave. So I don't think we know the full extent of what is happening right now, but there definitely has been movement in, wow, that did not go well. Something there's a massive breakdown in security, obviously, around the moment that Donald Trump was shot at and hit. I was just thinking the other day, and every once in a while, it kind of comes at me in a wave, but you realize how incredibly lucky Donald Trump is to be alive. Like, truly, zero exaggeration, to the extent that it's almost like he should not be alive. Like, he cheated death. And where would we be right now if he would have been struck? in a fatal way that day. I absolutely want to get to the bottom of how this breakdown occurred, because it seems as though everybody who knows anything, I remember saying, I mean, we were on vacation when this happened, but I remember saying, like, what was the Secret Service doing? Like, they're going to have questions that they need to answer, and maybe they have answers for them, because you didn't know in the moment. You didn't know exactly what had happened, but, like, whoa, how is that even possible in this day and age? And I think we're going to need those answers. And it's just like many, many other things, we may never have the answers. But I think that this is where RFK Jr.'s decision today really comes in to factor the separation of information that exists and the power that exists in a government structure that is there to sustain the government structure and to expand the government structure. That the government that is supposed to be by the people and for the people does not serve the people. It serves itself, and it leeches off of you to do so. Do you think RFK Jr. knows a little bit about that? And do you think he would be on the front lines of wanting to defeat it? So I'm interested to hear what he has to say at 1 o'clock. Our YouTube poll today is a doozy. You said, Ryan, that you have an emphatic answer for this one.
Right away when I saw this poll, I knew exactly which one I'd pick.
And Brad and I both, I'm struggling. I need to pick. I need to think. I need to talk through it. So we're going to do that when we come back. The YouTube live chat poll for today is, which full story do you want the most? The Trump shooting? Jeffrey Epstein? 2020 election integrity? Or COVID? They're big stories.
I love it. I mean, I really, really love this poll.
You want to tell us what you think when we come back first?
Yeah.
Because I think Brad and I need to feel it through a little bit.
Now, I will say there are two that are much clearer choices, but one that stands out the most.
I have a guess on which one you want the most, but okay. I could definitely see me being completely wrong. You might surprise us. So, which full story do you want the most? Do you want to know the full story around the Trump shooting, Jeffrey Epstein, the 2020 election, or COVID? And I'll remind you that if you were to be given access to the full breadth of facts, you might be very disappointed to find out that it's completely not salacious at all. And, you know, we talk about all the time, the don't attribute to negligence and incompetence of something. Say it the smart way, Brad.
Yeah. So never attribute to incompetence or never attribute malice to that which could be easily explained by incompetence.
Yeah, it's just really fun to try to say that in a fancy way. Annie Fry YouTube channel, go vote, leave a comment. We'll read your comments on the air as well. And if you go to the Odyssey app,
you can leave a comment there by clicking on the microphone.
And we will play some of those if they're good when we come back. Don't go away.
Well, Stuart, of the five, we know that four of them are in the Pittsburgh field office. That's close to Butler, where the rally was on July the 13th, where the former president was almost killed. We know one of those four in the Pittsburgh field office is the special agent in charge, all placed on administrative leave. The fifth person is a Secret Service agent on the former president's personal security detail, in Donald Trump's security bubble, if you will, someone that travels with him all over the country and really all over the world. We don't have those names to pass along, but we do know that they are on administrative leave. They've not been fired. It's part of this investigation.
So that's David Spun from Fox News reporting on the five Secret Service members who Fox News is reporting have been put on leave following the Trump assassination attempt. It's part of our YouTube live chat poll for today. And this is a doozy of a question. And I think it's going to probably take me at least through the show to come up with one answer to this question that I'm going to reserve the right to maybe ask myself again later and reconsider. On the Annie Fry YouTube channel, which full story do you want the most? That's the poll question for today for the live broadcast. You've got four options. Which full story? The Trump shooting and everything that goes along with how that materialized and Crooks and his encrypted, you know, conversations he's been having or communications he's been having with foreign countries. Jeffrey Epstein, need I say more? The 2020 election integrity question, was it a completely, as the Democrats say, like the most secure election in history? Or is there more to know? Or COVID? A reminder, if you get the full story, that doesn't mean you're going to get the full story that you think is true. You might find out that everything you've been led to believe by people you thought you could trust is completely wrong. And I'd be pretty miffed at the end of that if I felt like somebody was trying to sell me something the whole time on a conspiracy that never was.
Yeah. But as long as it's the truth, I don't care.
Yes.
I might be mad about it.
But isn't that really what everybody wants?
Well, I hope so. I hope they don't want their version of the truth. Because if truth contradicts my beliefs, I adjust my beliefs. It's not always the easiest thing to do, but you have to have enough faith to do that.
Amen.
And it is a tragic loss in America today that we have so many people who, and it's not exclusive to any sort of group, it's just the way we live.
So let's get down to our thoughts on this so far. Ryan, you said you immediately had a visceral reaction to this question. Brad and I are still a little more undecided. Your thoughts?
So let me rank this, actually. I'm going to put number four at Trump shooting, because I don't think there was a conspiracy there. Sure, I'd love to know for sure.
Willful negligence?
Willful negligence is very possible, and I would love to know all of that, but that one's at the bottom of the list for me. Still love to know. Then COVID. I think that there is a lot that's been exposed already with COVID. Still would love to know more, but that one's number three. Jeffrey Epstein is number two because of how many people it would expose who are in power.
You think?
I assume. I mean,
you don't know.
I don't know for sure, but
I mean,
gosh,
we know some names.
Gosh, does it look like that there's been a massive cover up there of so many and so many ways. From who's doing the hearings and which courts it's in, to his death, to the little black book, to just everything associated with it. But that leaves number one at 2020 election integrity.
This is not a surprise to me.
It shouldn't be. I mean, this is the number one that I would like to know. And if I find out that, here's the thing, when I even talk to leftist friends, they acknowledge there's always fraud in elections. So let's not start from this place of every election is perfect and that one was absolutely perfect. Every election has fraud. That election had fraud. The question is, how much fraud? Was it big enough to overturn it? Was it big enough to change the outcome? That's what I would like to know. And there's only one way we're going to find that out. It is if you have, it won't be during this administration, because this administration, if there's a whistleblower, they would just bury it. It wouldn't have, there would be nothing that would come of it. A whistleblower on the very, very inside of if there was a big fraud operation would have to come out and tell the whole story, blow the thing wide open. And that's only going to happen under a possible Donald Trump presidency. So you have to get through this election for the even possibility of knowing what happened.
What do you think?
Man, Ryan makes a compelling point. And really, all I've been able to do right now is eliminate one from this list. And the one that I would put at number four is the same one Ryan put at number four, the Trump shooting. I think that it was incompetence, and I think it's incompetence at the highest level. And I also think that it is an accidental result of the Biden administration's focus not on meritocracy, but on just putting either A, their buddies in positions, or B, making sure that they check certain diversity boxes into leadership positions. And when that happens, everything below it kind of cascades and falls off. There, like you were reporting here earlier, that people have been put on leave. I'm seeing other reports about radios. We got footage of it. There's a lot of information flooding around, and it just looks like what happened was people dropped the ball. So that being said, I agree with Ryan on Epstein as far as this is a big deal because there are some big movers and shakers that are involved in that scandal, or at least alleged to be involved in that scandal. And I would like to know the answer to that, because then we can either root them out or B, clear their names, because it would be horrible to be associated with something so horrible and not be guilty of it. So whatever the consequences or whatever the result is, I would like to know that. But at the same time, you look at COVID. Millions of people died, businesses were shut down, all sorts of things happened, and I want to know why we had experts coming out saying this doesn't look naturally forming. This doesn't look naturally forming. An email goes out from Fauci, then everybody's on board. This is definitely naturally forming. It definitely didn't escape from the Wuhan lab of virology that is in Wuhan, where this originated.
Specific about the things it definitely wasn't.
You know? I want
like my that's like my 3-year old coming in like, Mom, I definitely didn't take my diaper off in the other room and pee on the floor right underneath the piano 5 minutes ago. You know what I'm doing? I'm going to check the floor underneath the piano.
Oh, really? Because I would just sit there.
For the record, that hasn't happened. But it could today. You
it
never
wasn't
know.
Your daughter.
No,
I did it.
It was my husband.
So I want to know, like,
he's gonna kill me.
Were they playing games with viruses that they shouldn't be playing games with? Because if they did, that cost a lot of people their lives. Were they playing with this virus in a way that spills into the 2022 election? Were they acting and reacting to this virus in a way that would be beneficial to them to win the 2020 election? If so, that's disgusting. And I want to know the truth behind that. So I really want to know the answer to that. I really want to know the answer to the Epstein thing. But I also really want to know what happened in 2020 with the election. I can't decide between these three right now because everybody's seen that graph where it's like an arc and then it goes straight up and then over. And next thing you know, Joe Biden has more. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's just a big dump of mail-in ballots or whatever. Well, I want to know where these mail-in ballots come from. I want to know if we can verify them. I want to know. There's just so many things that have gone on with it that I don't know. People on the left are telling me there's nothing wrong with it. People on the right saying this is absolutely, definitely corrupt. I want to know the truth so that I can start trusting our elections again. Because right now, not knowing is worse than knowing that it was corrupt or that people are lying about it or not knowing that it was all on the up and up.
You know, all of these things in some way, shape, or form have to do with corruption and power, but mostly corruption. That's what the conspiracy conversation surrounds. Like, there are bad things that can happen that just happen, but you can also manifest bad things, or you can have a bad thing happen because it happened and then manipulate it. In the words of Eric Holder, never let a good crisis go to waste. You know, COVID to me might be something that was, well, I think we know that it was, don't we know now that it was, I mean, is it conspiratorial to say that it was created in a lab?
No, it's not. That's been released enough that it shouldn't be, but the mainstream outlets haven't covered it enough that all of America knows that.
But I mean, I feel like that part is known. The question is who and why? Who invested in it?
Mm-hmm.
And what did they want it for? I think that's the part. That's, to me, the question. Because could we, I mean, if we as a human race created this thing that killed millions of people, who and why? The fact that it happened, the fact that there are in the world bad actors who would want to manifest something like this to exact, you know, evil across the world, that's not shocking. But who and why? Because the question is always, are the bad guys the bad guys? And the even deeper question is, are the good guys the good guys? And that's where everybody goes, I need to know. And I think that's the COVID question. And if you think about the Trump assassination attempt, everything that goes along with Jeffrey Epstein, the 2020 election, was it completely secure or was it stolen, as President Trump has repeatedly said? And COVID has taken the most lives by far.
Mm-hmm.
So the repercussions of COVID have killed. It's killed millions of people, right?
Oh, yeah.
Across the world.
Yeah.
So that's the consequence of COVID. And if you dig deep into that, what are you going to discover? I think the only thing that you can discover out of that is, are the bad actors, if there are bad actors, and the bad interests, if there were bad interests, still active? Are they still in a position to do this again? I think that's the COVID question. So, like, when I'm going through these and trying to think, like, if it were up to Annie Fry and the world was going to get, or I was going to get the full story on one of these things, I am going to assess each of these individual things as what is the most good that could be done for the future by knowing truth. So if you find out that, you know, there's a lot of things being done in medical labs all over the place to try to come up with cures to cancer and solutions to, you know, all sorts of different things. And it's very understandable how something that was very good could end up being very bad. Maybe that's what COVID is. I guess we don't know. With the election, I don't need in my heart to know with certainty that the 2020 election was completely secure or stolen. But I do need to know that the future elections are safe and secure. So you can corrupt power and, you know, completely going back to Ben Franklin's comment, it's a republic if you can keep it. If it's been stolen, then we've, if that 2020 was stolen, then we've lost the republic.
Yeah, that's,
it's gone
for sure.
And do we get it back? Can we stitch it back together? I don't know. So the future of the republic is in question when it comes to election integrity, if we were to get the full truth. But we don't know that if we got the full truth, we wouldn't be, if you were like super invested in the conspiracy and you found out that, you know, Donald Trump actually lost that election. I think there are a lot of people who wouldn't be able to handle that.
Agreed.
The Trump shooting thing is, in my opinion, of a similar concern with the election integrity thing. Like, if you're going to take out your political opponent, if there's something nefarious, if it's foreign or domestic partnership, because that's what the conspiracy is around crooks, we don't know. We may never know. But not, you know, you and me may never know if this guy was a loner who wanted to go out big, or if it was like the worst possible conspiracy to upset an election and steal power for whatever the conspiracy, how deep the conspiracy and broad the conspiracy could go. That's kind of the same question from an election integrity standpoint. But also with the COVID thing, who and where? With the Trump assassination attempt, like, are these people still in a position where they could do this again? Is this still an active threat, if the active threat even exists? But when I go to the Jeffrey Epstein thing, I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, we factually, verifiably know that children were being sexually trafficked.
Mm-hmm.
Encircling Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
That's not debatable.
No.
That's factual. How are we not storming cities over this?
Yeah.
That children are going missing. The number of migrant children that we don't know where they are and have no concern over it because it would be politically disadvantageous to the people who are in power to identify, we're missing tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of children who have been brought here by human trafficking smugglers. And then they go missing because they're being sex trafficked. We know that that is happening, but we just file it away in the category of conspiracy. But we know that we know it's happening. It is a fact that it's happening. So for me, I think right now I'm thinking it's the Jeffrey Epstein thing, because I think that, like, we know what COVID is and was. We know enough about it. We have enough truth about it that we know questions to ask that would get us the full picture.
Agreed.
Same thing with the election in 2020. We know where we want questions answered. We know who we would like to have answer those questions. We have enough detail that we can hone in on things. And if we could have an honest discussion, and when I say honest discussion, I am not here to tell you that the end of that discussion proves that Donald Trump had the election stolen from him. I don't know. And I will never on this show say to you with certainty something that I can't provably show you is fact. I have a lot of questions that I would like to have answered, but we have a pretty, we have like 80% of the picture. And the 20% that's left, in my opinion, is very intentionally left for us to fight about so that we're too ignorant, in the realist definition of the term, to know what's going on so that we just become tribal. The Trump shooting situation, you know, the gross negligence to the willful negligence to something even worse than that. it just pales in comparison to the understanding that there are children being stolen and sold for sex in our country and around the world, and we know about it, and it's in the conspiracy folder. Like, I think that I feel like we have probably not even scratched the surface of what is true regarding the Jeffrey Epstein thing. So I feel like, and to Brad's point too, there have been names that have been associated and connected with Jeffrey Epstein. Donald Trump is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton has been connected. We know a little bit more about some of that, some people who've been connected than others. I would want my name cleared. If I had any association, you can't live your life as a businessman or a high profile person or a president of the United States and never, you know, people line up to take pictures of you. You shake their hand, you smile, you take a picture and do it again and over and over and over again. You're going to be associated with people over the course of time that they're going to be like, you were with this person. Donald Trump partied with Jeffrey Epstein. They were at the same parties. Bill Clinton flew how many times to Jeffrey Epstein's island, correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Multiple. I don't remember how many, but it was a lot.
At least for the 12 o'clock hour, I'm all in on Epstein.
The Epstein thing is very, very important because it would blow open what looks to be the top rung of sexual, basically, slavery. And it's clear that that little black book, the Ghislaine Maxwell thing that still exists somewhere, I mean, that thing's still out there, has tons of names in it. Some of them probably were participating in underage rape. Other ones were not. They were just in the book because they were part of the New York socialite scene. So you're right. A lot of those people need to have their names cleared, but never will. Other ones need to be in jail and never will go.
Or worse.
Or worse.
Which I'm in favor of.
And right now, we're, as a country, the leadership of the country, I shouldn't say, because there are a lot of people in America who would really, really like to know more, but they're not in a position to do anything to find out about it. So we keep talking about it because we hope that one day that door will crack open. But when it does, if it does, we're going to find out that there were people from not just one party. This is rich people. This is powerful people.
I think it's going to be the most bipartisan expose that's ever existed.
And it will break things open. And it won't just be an American thing. It'll be all over the world. That would be an enormous story. And right now we have a little black book that suggests that underage kids were being sex trafficked to no one. Because nobody's been tried for that. Couple people, Ghislaine Maxwell, Prince, whatever his name is, Andrew. A couple people. That's it. But there are so many people associated with that who are getting off scot-free. I would love to know that.
I also think that if you were to know the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, the reality of this underworld that exists under our conscience, that it would have a ripple effect that would expose so much that didn't even have to do with Jeffrey Epstein, like the connections that you would be able to make.
Yeah.
I think it would transform our entire understanding, our existence and way of life, of what we consume, what we support, what we'll never do, what you'd never want to have anything to do with again. So, well, we need to know from you. And we've got 143 votes in so far. And I'm here to tell you there are three that are in competition for leading right now. Nobody has a 50% majority. We need to know for you, if you could have the full story on any of the following, which full story would you want to have the most? The Trump shooting, Jeffrey Epstein, the 2020 election integrity, or COVID? Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, drop your vote there, leave a comment. If you go to the Odyssey app, you find 97.1 FM Talk.
Yep, and then you click on the microphone, you can leave us a voice message.
It's
and we'll
right
get
next
it.
To like where you'd click
where
play.
You click listen live, yeah.
Gary said, I want to know the details of the shooting. Don't want to hear the sordid details of Epstein. The 20 election is water under the bridge. Wasn't interested in COVID during COVID. And then Dale said, Epstein, election, Trump, then COVID. Let us know what you think. Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be back with Be or Not the Bee when we come back. And at 1 o'clock, RFK Jr.'s address to the nation. We've got it right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't go away. Like, oh my God.
All right.
Wait for it.
There we go.
The bee or not the bee.
Man.
Take the time.
This delay from when I click something and it starts to play is anywhere from 3 seconds to 10.
Or instant.
Or not. No, I haven't had that.
Oh, really?
That's the way it used to be.
Oh, I thought sometimes you'd be like talking into it and it would just start.
Well, that's because I'm waiting.
Because you don't know.
Yes, I have to time it correctly.
Okay. All right. These are all stories that are either the Babylon Bee, which means that they're fake and they're satire and they're meant to be funny, or they're real. I'm going to read the headlines. You got to tell me which one's which. First one, queer pro-life demonstrators protest outside DNC. Let me read that headline one more time in case you didn't catch it. Queer pro-life demonstrators protest outside DNC.
I'm going to say real.
It's real.
It is real. Did you see it?
Well, I saw the news story.
You're fairly confident.
Yeah.
Yeah, the protesters, which were mostly young females, held signs that said Kamala is a baby killer cop and queer rights begin at conception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that and I, like, in my mind went on a roller coaster ride of, okay.
Exactly. They're part of an organization called PAAU, Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising. Their Twitter page says, "We're progressive grassroots activists dismantling the abortion industrial complex." So there you go. That's the first one of the day. Next one. Oh, no. Man at DNC thinking he was in line for food truck accidentally gets vasectomy.
That's a bee. When they start with, oh, no, then you know.
You kind of know. It gives it away. Quote, I thought it was weird when they asked me to get on the truck and take off my pants, but I thought, eh, this must be a great burrito. He recounted, according to sources, it was not worth it. Quote, I just thought a vasectomy was some sort of hot sauce when I saw the sign, Trevor admitted.
No!
I mean, sure, I thought it was weird when they had me sign a waiver, but I just thought this was going to be really, really hot sauce.
Mmm.
Next one. U.S. Commerce Secretary.
Can I just interject
in
this very sincere and serious segment that we're doing?
Yes.
Regarding the abortions and vasectomy trucks, abortions and vasectomies are very different procedures.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One of them is preventative. The other is post-conception. And I wish, I say this every time every time vasectomies come up in my life. I want people to understand that when the left, the pro-woman liberals of the progressive Obama administration came up with the Affordable Care Act, they made it so that a very invasive tubal ligation surgery for women would be fully covered by insurance, and they didn't cover vasectomies. Why is that? Vasectomy is so easy. You just need a bag of peas and you go about your day. There's nothing to it. But
it's less than tubal ligation.
It's you need full general anesthesia for a tubal ligation. It's a full on invasive surgery that changes the function of your body in a monthly fashion. I don't understand the pro woman aspect of not, like, a vasectomy is you need a day.
Yeah. Also, why are you doing them outside the Democrat National Convention? What are you trying to say?
I'm actually impressed that they added vasectomies to the abortion truck. At least put a little bit of responsibility on the man.
Gosh, it's a circus. It's ridiculous. All right, next story. U.S. Commerce Secretary, not familiar with Bureau of Labor report subtracting 818,000 jobs from economy.
I think that's real. I only heard the last half, so I might have missed the hook.
U.S. Commerce Secretary, not familiar with
real.
Bureau of Labor report subtracting 818,000 jobs.
Real.
That was a bad look.
that it is real.
All
around. I've got the sound here, Brad, if you can pull me up. Let's see.
When you hear that, do you potentially think that this new numbers could be a liability for this campaign?
No. When I hear that, first of all, I don't believe it because I've never heard Donald Trump say anything truthful.
It is, though, from the Bureau of Labor.
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh.
The hilarious thing here is that if Donald Trump said it, it's a lie. This is the most on-the-nose example of these idiots who are so deranged by their hatred of Donald Trump that if Donald Trump says the sky is blue, it's not blue any longer. That's just how they function.
There's no standard of truth.
There's none.
The only standard is,
there's one
did
truth.
He say it?
There's one
then
truth.
Then it must be false.
Donald Trump is evil.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And that is the Commerce Secretary of the United States didn't know about a jobs report subtracting almost 1 million jobs from the economy.
Unfortunately, is not the Babylon Bee.
Trump must have said that, so it's probably false. It's actually the Bureau of Labor that said it, and that was on ABC News Friendly Interview. Kamala agrees to 2-hour X Spaces conversation / Twitter with Elmo. quote, who doesn't love Elmo? Harris staffer Christy Barker told reporters, we feel like this live unscripted conversation will show the vice president's versatility in answering questions on the spot on wide-ranging topics like what her favorite color is, if she knows the sound the letter L makes, and if she likes spaghetti with meatballs or macaroni and cheese more. It's going to be great.
The hard part of that interview will be figuring out which one's the puppet.
Hang on a second.
See, the irony there is that my sound system over here is delayed, but that's just actually a bell that's literally sitting next to Ryan. We still had to wait 8 seconds.
Well, I had to grab it. It was just outside of reach.
RFK Jr. is going to address the nation in less than 10 minutes, and we're going to cover it for you live here on the Annie Fry Show. You can watch it with us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, but be sure to tune in to 97.1. Keep it locked there. We'll have the news as it breaks. Go answer that YouTube poll. We'll be right back. Nation, we've got it right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't go away.
All right.
Wait for it.
There we go.
The bee or not the bee.
Man.
Take the time.
This delay from when I click something and it starts to play is anywhere from 3 seconds to 10.
Or instant.
I haven't had that.
Oh, really?
That's the way it used to be.
Oh, I thought sometimes you'd be like talking into it and it would just start.
Well, that's because I'm waiting.
Because you don't know.
Yes, I have to time it correctly.
Okay. All right. These are all stories that are either the Babylon Bee, which means that they're fake and they're satire and they're meant to be funny, or they're real. I'm going to read the headlines. You got to tell me which one's which. First one, queer pro-life demonstrators protest outside DNC. Let me read that headline one more time in case you didn't catch it. Queer pro-life demonstrators protest outside DNC.
I'm going to say real.
It's real.
It is real. Did you see it?
Well, I saw the news.
You're fairly confident.
Yeah.
Yeah, the protesters, which were mostly young females, held signs that said Kamala is a baby killer cop and queer rights begin at conception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that and I, like, in my mind went on a roller coaster ride of, okay.
Exactly. They're part of an organization called PAAU, Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising. Their Twitter page says, we're progressive grassroots activists dismantling the abortion industrial complex. So there you go. That's the first one of the day. Next one. Oh, no. Man at DNC thinking he was in line for food truck accidentally gets vasectomy.
That's a B. When they start with, oh, no, then you know.
You kind of know. It gives it away. Quote, I thought it was weird when they asked me to get on the truck and take off my pants, but I thought, this must be a great burrito. He recounted, according to sources, it was not worth it. Quote, I just thought a vasectomy was some sort of hot sauce when I saw the sign, Trevor admitted.
No!
I mean, sure, I thought it was weird when they had me sign a waiver, but I just thought this was going to be really, really hot sauce.
Mmm.
Next one. U.S. Commerce Secretary.
Can I just interject in this very sincere and serious segment that we're doing?
Yes.
Regarding the abortions and vasectomy trucks, abortions and vasectomies are very different procedures.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One of them is preventative. The other is post-conception. And I wish, I say this every time I have, like every time vasectomies come up in my life. I want people to understand that when the left, the pro-woman liberals of the progressive Obama administration came up with the Affordable Care Act, they made it so that a very invasive tubal ligation surgery for women would be fully covered by insurance, and they didn't cover vasectomies. Why is that? Vasectomy is so easy. You just need a bag of peas and you go about your day. There's nothing to it. But
it's less than tubal ligation.
You need full general anesthesia for a tubal ligation. It's a full on invasive surgery that changes the function of your body in a monthly fashion. I don't understand the pro woman aspect of not, like, a vasectomy is you need a day.
Yeah. Also, why are you doing them outside the Democrat National Convention? What are you trying to say?
I'm actually impressed that they added vasectomies to the abortion truck. At least put a little bit of responsibility on the man.
Gosh, it's a circus. It's ridiculous. All right, next story. U.S. Commerce Secretary not familiar with Bureau of Labor report subtracting 818,000 jobs from economy.
I think that's real. I only heard the last half, so I might have missed the hook.
U.S. Commerce Secretary not familiar with Bureau of Labor report subtracting 818,000 jobs.
That's real.
That was a bad look.
It is real.
All around.
I've got the sound here, Brad, if you can pull me up. Let's see.
You hear that, do you potentially think that this new numbers could be a liability for this campaign?
No. When I hear that, first of all, I don't believe it because I've never heard Donald Trump say anything truthful.
It is, though, from the Bureau of Labor.
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh.
The hilarious thing here is that if Donald Trump said it, it's a lie. This is the most on-the-nose example of these idiots who are so deranged by their hatred of Donald Trump that if Donald Trump says the sky is blue, it's not blue any longer. That's just how they function.
There's no standard of truth.
There's none.
The only standard is,
there's one
did
truth.
He say it?
There's one
then
truth.
Then it must be false.
Donald Trump is evil.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And that is the Commerce Secretary of the United States didn't know about a jobs report subtracting almost a million jobs from the economy.
Unfortunately, is not the Babylon Bee.
Trump must have said that, so it's probably false. It's actually the Bureau of Labor that said it, and that was on ABC News' Friendly Interview. Kamala agrees to 2-hour X Spaces conversation/Twitter with Elmo. quote, who doesn't love Elmo? Harris staffer Christy Barker told reporters, we feel like this live unscripted conversation will show the vice president's versatility in answering questions on the spot on wide ranging topics like what her favorite color is, if she knows the sound the letter L makes, and if she likes spaghetti with meatballs or macaroni and cheese more. It's going to be great.
The hard part of that interview will be figuring out which one's the puppet.
Hang on a second.
See, the irony there is that my sound system over here is delayed, but that's just actually a bell that's literally sitting next to Ryan. We still had to wait 8 seconds.
I had to grab it. It was just outside of reach.
RFK Jr. is going to address the nation in less than 10 minutes, and we're going to cover it for you live here on the Annie Fry Show. You can watch it with us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, but be sure to tune in to 97.1. Keep it locked there. We'll have the news as it breaks. Go answer that YouTube poll. We'll be right back. We will never fall.